Federal opposition says the Trade Union Royal Commission is tainted and discredited and should be replaced with a police task force. But the government says the commission should now be allowed to get on with the job of exposing corruption in the labour movement. The Attorney General George Brandis says he expected Mr Hayden's ruling and he's described it as a legal tour de force. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Attorney General George Brandis says he recommended Dyson Hayden to lead the Trade Union Royal Commission because he expected attacks would be made on the Commissioner's reputation.
I knew that he was a person of absolutely unimpeachable personal integrity and a black little lawyer virtually in a class of his own in this country. This is a man who has no politics, who is entirely free of politics, but has given a lifetime of service.
Senator Brandis told reporters in Brisbane that Mr Hayden's revelation that he doesn't personally send and receive emails because he doesn't use a computer isn't of any real consequence.
Anyone who is professionally acquainted with Mr Hayden or knows his professional reputation knows that this is one of the finest intellects in this country. And whether he chooses to use a computer, whether he chooses to communicate by email, is hardly the point.
He's again called on the Labor leader Bill Shorten and his party to, quote, get out of the way and let the Royal Commission get on with its work.
This is, let it be remembered, a Royal Commission as a result of whose inquiries some 26 trade union officials have now been referred to the criminal and industrial authorities for serious wrongdoing and in respect of whom four have been arrested for serious criminal conduct.
But the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says despite the Commissioner's ruling, Labor won't let the matter rest.
I think that this Royal Commission is irredeemably tainted by the events which have occurred. And that's a matter of regret. That's a matter of which Tony Abbott has caused by setting up the Royal Commission in the first place. But in the events which have occurred, the Commission will remain, whatever happens and whatever the unions decide to do, and if a court is to rule on it, whatever those courts decide to do, I think Australians now have fully and completely lost confidence in this Royal Commission.
When he spoke to reporters in Sydney, Mark Dreyfus also wouldn't really be drawn on the Commissioner's revelation that he doesn't use a computer. Mr Dreyfus said that and other matters distract from the central question.
Giving a character reference for Dyson Hayden doesn't take the argument anywhere, and perhaps even commenting on whether or not Justice Hayden uses email doesn't take the matter anywhere. What is conclusive about this, where the apprehension of bias comes from, is this invitation, clearly marking this as a Liberal Party event.
Mark Dreyfus says it's up to the union movement to decide if it'll appeal against the Commissioner's ruling, but Labor will be going ahead with a Senate motion calling on the Governor-General to terminate Dyson Hayden's commission. And he says Labor will continue to press for a joint police task force to investigate union corruption instead.
You don't need a Royal Commission to investigate. You don't need a Royal Commission to bring prosecutions. The Australian Crime Commission's got coercive powers. Police forces have got investigative powers. And we would have got, I think, far more bang for buck out of setting up a joint task force.
The Greens also argue that despite Dyson Hayden's decision, the Royal Commission will still be forever tarnished. They say if the Prime Minister wants to continue the inquiry, he should ask Parliament to endorse a new commissioner and new terms of reference.
Naomi Woodley.